So the Gemara, said, "Pshit lechom milse, kenoir da nefoshes koosi roitzei achu, venita leatzilei benafshoi." ואם אספק לך מילסה כלילה יהיה בעיניך כגנה ולא ניתן להציל לי בנפשו. So the pashtas, the words of the Gemara are אם פשיט לך מילסה כנאירו דנפושס כאוסי רוצה יחו. If you know for sure that the guy that came is about to kill you, he has a din of ritzach and you're allowed to kill him. V'im misabki echol milse keleile yebeinecho kegane v'leinita le'atzile benafshe. So when we learn the Gemara kepshutoi, was steht in the Gemara, that if you know the guy is about to kill you, you're allowed to kill him. If you're misupik, you're not allowed to kill him. So if you learn the Gemara kepshutoi, lichu, we have a Gemara, a vadai roidef is allowed to be killed. A suffolk roidef is not allowed to be killed. These are the words of our Gemara Psochim Beis Amud Beis. If pshita lecha milse kenahiro, if it's clear like the day that he's about to kill you, you're allowed to kill him. If misapke lecha, if you misupik about it, you're not allowed to kill him. And this is what the Achronim say, that lechu, when you read the Gemara, it's mashma, that the aloha that you're allowed to kill when someone is about to come to kill you, if you for sure he wants to kill you, you're allowed to kill him. And if you misupik if he wants to kill you or not, you're not allowed to kill him. You misupik if he wants to kill you, you're not allowed to kill him. This is the pashtas, the words of the Gemara. Reb Elchanan and Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, both of them, said that lechura it's a shtikl toli in the Rashi v'teisves and the Gemara. Rashi says, what the Gemara says, pshited means every guy that comes to the robber by night, pshited he's about to kill. If you get up, he was up, so he has a das to kill you, you're allowed to kill him. If it's your father, kerachimov albonim. So b'mele, you're not sure. These are the words of Rashi, the Rosh Yosef, the Koivitz, the Primogodim. It says, mashma in Rashi, by your father, that you're not sure if he's about to kill you or not. So misafik, you're not allowed to kill him. So if you know for sure he wants to kill you, a stam person, you're allowed to kill him. Every stam person for sure wants to kill you. Father, you're not sure if he wants to kill you or not. So misafik, don't kill him. Mashma from Rashi, that if you're not sure if the guy wants to kill you or not, misofik, you're not allowed to kill him. Le'umas then, Tesis learns like this. By a stammer person, he for sure wants to kill me. And by a father, he for sure doesn't want to kill me. So fuck out. What will be in Suffolk, we don't have before. We just have that every person for sure wants to kill me. And every father for sure does not want to kill me. Kerachim of Albani. So if he Tesis, we have a Suffolk. So the Pashtis of the Vorim, they learn that if he Tesis, like a misofik, maybe you're also allowed to kill. And if Rashi misafik, you're not allowed to kill. This is the way the Achronim will mind it. That if Rashi, it's kimat often the Gemara that misafik you don't kill. Mashengel if it is, we don't have often the Gemara, maybe fakel. It's mashma that father you don't kill because he for sure not. Stam person for sure, yes. And maybe even Suffolk you could kill. Before we go weiter, Stam Ha'orah from the Mabit. The Mabit writes in a tshuva, why we're discussing the father and we're not discussing the mother? Maybe it's not a derech of a mother to come to steal. He says, "Kerachem ov al bonim." A mother doesn't have rachmonas on her kids. The Gemara says, "Pasuk says, Yedei noshim achzorio is bishlu yedeim." Pasuk in the Klolos. Say that the Rebbetzin of the Ger Rebbe, she asked him why it says Kerachem Ov Al Bonim. I mean, we know the mother had Rachmon Esmer. But this is what she asked him. And the Ger Rebbe, with Derech Halotze, instead of telling him that he stayed in Mabit that only the father is Merachem, he told her, for sure the mother has much more Rachmonis. And we bet Ribbono Shel Olam, Kerachem Ov Al Bonim, Kein Terachem Aleinu, Moshkin, the Chutzpah to ask by Ra'ilam Rachmonis like a mother. Chosh mi bet azay viatat. This is the way the Ger Rebbe was meratze as Rebbetzin. Aber lemaisa the mabit as medayik and har gemore as only the father. We say a father can't kill his son. He's the mother. You come looking back to etzem divrei gemore. Yeah, the mabit. The mother can't kill her. זה שתי דמבית. זה מציע... The mabit knew to bring a rise from the Gemara. The mabit knows that. No. Shh. The sugi is Zaytik, and this is Zaytik in the Zaytik. Now, it's two ores. One ore, look in Rashi. Rashi says, Hochi ke omar, mashenos lecho toiro reshus ala boba machteres lehorgo. In Rashi is mashma, you don't have to kill. And if you stand in the window and you see someone is Baba Machteres, you have a right to kill him. It's mashma, it's not a chiyuv. Zeh is meduik in Rashi. In Rashi, we have to know if the diuk is such a stark diuk. Rashi in Daf Chofei Amud Beis by Yosem Psochim speaks about a regular roidef, and he also says, Achreinayra Mu'urosa. Someone is roidef on a lady to ma'anis her. Rashi says in Chofei Amud Beis, Dibo Amaskin, Nitna Le'atzilo, the lady, Nitno Reshus, La Roye. So in Rashi state that it's Reshus. It's Pikuach Nefesh. Le'isamo Yid Adam Re'echo. Someone is about to kill his friend. So the Mefoshim say, maybe Rashi learns that it starts like this. You have a reshus, and while you have a reshus to kill him, but mainly he doesn't have a right to live, right? You're allowed to kill the roidev. So now you have to kill the roidev. It starts, the Torah gives you permission to kill the roidev, and if you have permission, you mechuyev as loisam el adam reecho. The Seder Advorim, the Torah was matir as dam. After the Torah was matir as dam, the mele, you're allowed to go and kill him. So in Rashi, could be the word reshus is only tchila sadovo. But Rav Shach is medayek in Rambam, in Sof Hilchis Chavole v'gzeile, as the Hilchis Roidef, the Rambam says, v'mitzve la'origis haroidef. And in Hilchis Gneve, in the end, as Hilchis Boma Machteres, reshus la'harigis ha'boba machteres. And this thesis in Sanhedrin 9 Gimel says the same thing. Boba machteres, you're allowed to kill him. A regular roidef, you have to kill him. So we mentioned, again, Berashi, I could have said this theory, but I'm not saying it, because Rashi says it clear in Daf Chofei, on every roidef. Zogt Rav Shachin Aviezri, Hilchus Gneve, the Rambam learned that avade boba machteres is not a real roidef. The chances are very small that he will do it. No, we medayik in Loshon HaRambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs. Midinei HaGanev shekshiyignoiv yeshalem keifel vekshiyitvoch yeshalem dalet vehei vekshiyovoi b'machteres shenargenu. Midinei HaGanev sheyeshalem keifel שיקיאס תביחה ומחירה ישלם דלת ואי וכשיובי במחתרס נארגן. That it's מדינה יגנף. The נציב brings down in פרשת משפטים אם במחתרס, I'm not going to the sugya that לא מזור אם you see the גנף not opening the window of the house, he's opening the gate of the chotzer. It's משמע maybe that you're not allowed to kill him yet. The Netziv says, why? Well, it's the same chances, yeah? The window is also the bedroom. He says, if it's Medina Aganev, when he starts, if it's a real Roidev, if you see he's leaving his house with his bags, also kill him. Yeah, we know that. This is what he's going to do now. The Talmud says, it's not a real Roidev, says the Rav Shach. It's a Parshav Hilchus Gneve. And when you become a Ganev, when you step into the house, maybe when you step into the house, when you don't step into the house, you're not a galif. So lefi that, it's very good. Every roidev zogt Rav Shach, mitzvah lehor goy. Here, no mitzvah to kill the guy. It's medine aganev, you have a right to kill him. It's the only thing Rav Shach wonders, why it says in the Ram Gemore that a Baba Machteres, you're allowed to kill him ve'afilu b'Shabbos. If it's a pikuach nefesh, it makes sense that it's in Shabbos. But if it's not a pikuach nefesh, so why are you allowed to do it in Shabbos? No, the answer is again, if I'm allowed to, so sofek pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos also. And Rashi has a different sheet in the whole thing. Rashi could be all this a mitzvah to kill him. We're medayik now b'das haRambam. Now, if we learn like a Rav Shach, if we learn like a Rav Shach that it's midine aganev, so the whole shaila of the achroinim that they wanted to learn out from our sugya, legabei sofek roidef, if you're allowed to kill him or not, there's no raya from our sugya. For both ways. You could say that regular sofek roidef you're allowed to kill. Here Rashi doesn't let the kill because maybe it's not a real roidef. And you could say the opposite. Could be a regular sofek roidef you're not allowed to kill. Aba midin ha'aganev, sheyova b'machteres, then we take the chance and we kill him. So we could be doiched the raya both ways, Rav Shach said. We could be doiched that maybe here it's not a real roidef. So only when the ganev really wants to kill, the Torah was matir as dam. But when it's not even for sure, the Torah was never matir as dam. And you can say the opposite. You can say the opposite. That punk vakel. Regular places, misafik, you're not allowed to kill. But medine aganev, you're allowed to kill him. That was the second aore that we were mind you. The third aore that we spoke out, at the Masad of the Dvorim, is the kasher of Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach. The halacha is that if someone wants to kill you, aroidef, someone wants to kill someone, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin 9 Beis, im yochoy le'atziloi be'echod me'evorov, you're not allowed to kill him. It's the halacha. Someone wants to kill someone else, and you could, instead of shoot him, you could just call shoot his foot. And stop him by shooting his foot. The halacha is, you mechuyev to yochoy le'atziloi be'echod me'evorov, you mechuyev to be matzil be'echod me'evorov and not to kill. That's the halacha. Im yochel la'atzil be'echod me'evorov. Frek b'shem zamen ha'yabach. So why, when you're sleeping in your bed and you hear the ganav is walking into the house, you're allowed to kill him? You could save him in a different way. What is the way you could save him? Let him to take the money and he will leave you. So you have a way to save him. If you give him the money, he will not kill you. So yochel la'atziloi be'echod me'evorov, why I'm not mechuyev, what is matter me to kill the ganev? As a aloch, if someone comes to kill me, and instead of killing him, I cut his feet, and then he can't touch me. Now is the ganev that wants to kill me. He came in the middle of the night. If I'll give him to take my money, he will leave me. What is matter to me to kill him? So you're right, as shitas haramach, that the Yochel HaTzilei Be'echol Me'evorov, Hashem said only to side people that are standing outside. But the guy that someone is chasing after you, you don't have to turn around and try to think. When you're there, you have to kill. If there's people that are standing in the side, they're not so nervous there. So they could try to cut the feet instead of killing the guy. But the Nirdaf, while he's so bold, the Torah says, even if you have a chance, and you kill this Mesedim. But Rashi, the Moshe, the Sanhedrin says not like that. Yochel la'atzilei be'echod me'evorov ha'nirdaf. It's not allowed to kill. So what is matter to you to kill the guy? And I want a little bit, we'll explain it. So we mentioned, some want to answer. Now the reason you're allowed to, is chazokech, the Torah knows that if you will plan to give him the money, you, in the middle, when you will say he's, you see he's touching the money, you will jump out because it'll be very hard for you to hold yourself. And in that moment, you'll jump out. He will try to kill you. So just kill him right away. So if that is true, Shmuel Zalman says the Metzius is not like that. Most people, when the God has come, they just put the blanket over and they wait that he will leave. Metzius, it's not a chazoka. I'm not going now to discuss that nekuta. If it's a chazoka, it's not a kash. But if not, Shmuel Zalman has a kash. Lefi Rav Shach, it's not a kash. Avada, you write that if I will give him the money, he will leave me. Midinei haganev, shekshiyovi b'machteres. We will demand that he's a roidev, and we will not try to save him. This is a part of the punishment that Hashem gave a ganev. Midinei haganev, sheyishalim kefil, sheyishalim davet vei, vekshiyovi b'machteres nargen. But Rav Shlomo Zalman wanted to answer under the terrace. I'm not mechuyev to give you my money. When you come to kill me, instead of shooting you in the head, I have to shoot the foot. But what if I tell you, listen, I'll give you money, please don't kill me. Not mechuyev to say that. You want to kill me, I will kill you. I'm not mechuyev to try to make you not to want to kill me. When I'm stopping you, don't stop by chopping off the head, chop off the feet first. Don't stop the head. But I'm not mechuyev to go out my way to try to convince you not to want to kill me. That is the yisoid of Shmuel Zalman. Mucher from our Gemara. You want my money? I don't want to give it to you. So you'll kill me, so I'm allowed to kill you. And I'm not mechuyev to get up and say, I don't want to give you the money. Oh, you want to kill me? So I will kill you. I know if I will tell you I don't want to give the money, you will kill me. So I kill you right away. And his raya was from our Gemara. And from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Pilchos was roidef after Zimri because Zimri was boyel arami sifkos vibasur. And the Gemara says that even the aloche kanoim poigim boy and Pilchos is allowed to kill Zimri, ilunepach Zimri varogel Pilchos lo yoner agolov. Lo yoner agolov. If Zimri would kill Pilchos back, Pilchos would not be, Zimri would not be killed. Einich name Pilchos is allowed to kill Zimri midin roidef and midin boil aramis. Aber Zimri is allowed to kill the roidef. Dainu boil aramis canoim poigim boy. Zimri is a boil aramis. Pilchos is allowed to kill him. But even if he's allowed to kill him midin canoi, then the nirdaf, the one that the canoi is killing, is allowed to kill the one that wants to kill him. Why? Lo Yitzir Zimri could, instead of killing Pinchas, just shoot Pinchas in his foot. So, you write that Pinchas is roidef after Zimri, but if Zimri could stop Pinchas by not killing Pinchas, by just calling Pinchas' feet, he's mechuyev to do it, right? He has a way. Leave Kozvi, Pinchas will leave you. Boy Aramis cannot bring you, but it's only Beshas the Bia. So Zimri has a way to stop Pinchas. So why Zimri is allowed to kill Pinchas? You're roidev. You could stop me to be roidev. Leave her, and I will not do nothing to you. Stam, the Maimer HaMuzger is a Sefer Pardas Yosef al HaTorah. I don't know if you saw the three volumes. And the Akdom is a Skomer from the Alte Ger Rebbe. He writes down small letters that he heard this kasha. And it's not a kasha, because Chazal say, Asor Nisim Nasu LePinchos, that Zimri got stuck because of it. He couldn't leave her. So maybe he didn't have an Eitzah, so the only way he could have done it is to stop, to kill Pinchas. Aber mikol mekoyim, zogim shemazam the Torah says, I don't want to leave her. I want to do avera. You want to kill me? I'm allowed to kill you. So this is the pshat in our sugi. I don't want to give you my money. You want to kill me? I will kill you. Frankim shemazam and oyerbach, but shteter, you're allowed to do it afilu b'shabes. Haboba machteres, you're allowed to kill him afilu b'shabes. You're causing chilul shabes. You're sleeping in your bed as a ganav, he's touching now your money. If you just leave the blanket, he goes out, no chilul shabes. You go, you take a gun, you kill him, ratzicha b'shabes. It's a meloch ha'derais. It's no pikoach nefesh.
We're going to get up
to
you. Have we said already?
Quick.
So then he's
going to
try to
kill him. Please. Ari, it's no pikoach nefesh. I'm just what? I have a right to say, I don't want to give you my money. What does matter to me not to give you my money? If I would, keep quiet, he will take the money, and I was not Mechal Shabbos. Because I want to get up, and I don't want to give up on my money, I put on the light, I take my gun, I put five more melachas, and I kill him. What does matter to do it? It's no pikuach nefesh. $100. The whole story is $100. He's coming to take the $100. If I let him take the $100, he's out in a minute. Nothing happened. So I don't want to give him the $100. You want to keep Shabbos or not? You have $100, you can keep Shabbos. You're allowed to mechal Shabbos for saving $100? What are you saving to yourself? $100. Again, if you will say chazoke, say. The Dina Haganav, also you have to know how Dina Haganav is doing Shabbos. But you're in your bed, the guy is walking in, he wants to take the $100. If you let him to take the $100, I don't want to let him. I'm not mechuyif to let him. Say it. So many of you wants to kill me, I'm allowed to kill him. Said yesterday, if I'm walking in the street, the guy says, if you carry on walking in that street, I will kill you. So you kill him. And then you walk in the street, he can't tell you not to go there. Oh, but now it's Shabbos, and you have to keep Shabbos. And if you stay under your blanket, you keep Shabbos. What will happen? You lose $100. I don't want to lose $100. So what I do, I put on the light, take my gun, fight every melacha that I need to do, till I kill the guy. What does matter it? What does matter it? He's not doing it for $100. It's nothing. He's a hero. What is the problem? It's not the guest. So, what is matter to me to Michal Shabbos Day Raisa? First, the Adakash is stay in the bed. Don't kill the guy. For $100, you're killing a person? You could save him. So I'm not mechuyif to give my $100. I want to stick for my $100. If he wants to take it, and I say no, he will kill me, I'm allowed to kill him. Chidush Aleph. But what is matter of Filu B'Shabbos? Shtei da. That while I'm allowed to say that I don't want to give over my $100, while I say I don't want to give over my $100, I don't want to give my $100. And b'meile, that person wants to take my $100. And while he wants to take it, and b'meile, it will be a pikuach nefesh. I could say even in Shabbos, I don't want to give up on my $100. It becomes pikuach nefesh, and I'm allowed to be mechal on Shabbos. Azay shtei do b'chidushi. Why am I madgishit? Mikoyach this chidush, Shemazama written a sefer that is called Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchosa. 50 halachas in the sefer, and giboit, and this gemor. I'll give one of them, he said. A person walks in the street, and he sees wires of electricity that fell down. Every kid that touches it will die. So there's two options. You could stand there the whole Shabbos and keep away the kids. But I want to go home to Yisrael the Shabbos. So I go home, but it's pikuach nefesh. So I call the electric company, they come with a truck and they fix it. That's what you do in Shabbos. But if they stay there, you have a Yisrael Shabbos to eat. Go home, call the company, Michal Shabbos. Why? I'm not mechuyif to give up my time. So I move away. It's pikuach nefesh. I'm Michal Shabbos. I'm not mechuyif to give my $100. You want to take it? So okay, Michal Shabbos. I've had it. It's a double that needs a hezbe. It's not the mokim. I want to go weiter. Just the mo'er the nekuda. Well, mamshich the gemore weiter. Zog the gemore meisvi. Ich schru kösche nefesh ikabu lo yu va'ayn ועל עיר בעל פשח ומדיקום או יקבו לאור ועין על מאור ימומו הוסום מיות את הכולי לאיוב למזלה אומר ירב עוד אלה צפרי הרגבו לנהוירה ולא ילשכח מי סביב רואים מהחוי שרשפוני ולאי לא יור בעדיני על מאור ימומו הוסום מוחקום הדובד אני אמרתי החוי שרשפוני למבו שהוא דוי מלאיום אך שוב אוי למזה שהוא דוי מלאי לא יור בעדיני מי סביב אני הייתי כמו בלי עזרי רב יהודה אומר בואי תקים אויר לארבוסו, בארבוסו שחריס ובשס הביו. מדיקום הרב יהודה בואי תקים אויר ארבוסו, ובארבוסו שחריס, על מאויר אוסו שמה מינו. So the mice here we have a pshitis. Now here we have a pshitis that oir is a night. Glad. Shma mino. Done. Meisvi. What is Meisvi? We bought a raya already. Frank Rabbeinu Chanan, what is Meisvi? You finished, you answered. Alma Shmamino Oir Abram. Alma Oir is a night. Alma Oir is a night. If Oir is a night, so we know that Oir is a night. So what is Meisvi? So Rabbi Nochanan says, the more means, you bought a raya. Meisvi, I have more, I have more, I have more. You're right, we bought a raya. Maybe more, maybe more, maybe more. Maram Chalava says, no. Vaistois, this Gemore was not one Gemore. Every Beis Medrash had one raya, and then the Gemore put everyone together. That's what Maram Chalava. The Gemore then put everything together. So while the Gemara put everything together, remember, even though we have a raya from the first one, the Gemara later could try to bring more rayas. This is what we mentioned yesterday when we asked the Kasha why the third rayas from the first psukim of the Torah, and we asked the whole the order had to be first the third raya. The answer is it's different but the midrashas. Every besmedrash felt that one raya is a raya, and the Gemara just put it together as is the Maram Chalave. Mikol Mokem, the Gemara brings a raya Meisi. May Mosai Arboso also Basias Meloche, Rablezo Ben Yanke Vahime Mishasa Oyer, Rabude Oime Mishasa Neitzacham, Omar Rablezo Ben Yanke, Rabude Heichel Mutsinu Yoim Shemikzosi also Basias Meloche, Mikzosi Mutter Basias Meloche. You say that it's only also from Neitz? Omar Lehu Asmo Yechia Shemikzosi Mutter Bachilas Chomet, Mikzosi also Bachilas Chomet. So the Gemara will explain. Frank the Gemara, so what is the raya? Mi de ko'omar Rab Yude Mishas HaNeitzachamo. Al me'oir de ko'omar Rab Lezer Ben Yankev, also. So Rab Lezer Ben Yankev that said Mishas HaOir means by night. No, the Gemara says, no, maybe he means Amud HaShachar. Lo, my oir Amud HaShachar. The Gemara, it can be. So he, because he had a tiny to Rab Yude, how it could be a half a day is also a half a day is Mutter. If he means from the night it's also, so for me the whole day is also, for you only a half. But if it means Alois HaShachar, but Rabbi Yudah also it's a half a day like this and a half a day like that. Yochi dikom aleichem betzinu yoyim shemikzos yimuto be'asiyas melochem mikzos yozu be'asiyas melochem ney me'iyu lenafshei ho'ike laylo dekoshor Rabbi Lezer Ben Yankev. I also matir a half. So what is asking? So from that the Gemara wanted to prove obviously Rabbi Lezer Ben Yankev means mish'asa oir from the beginning of the night. Hochi koma bishnei meledidi that it's from Alois HaShachar, Ashkechon the Pliki Rabbonon b'Yemom Leleila. We found such a thing in tiny Tzibur, not the Tisha B'Av in Yom Kippur. And Moshe Yochel B'Shoy Yisei Ashi Yala Amud HaShachar, Dibra B'Ezer Ben Yankim, B'Shom Nehme Arakoy Zagever. Ela L'Didoch, that the Yisru Meloch is starts from Zriche, from Nehetz, Heiche Ashkechon Yemom Begufe, a day himself, the Pliki B'Av Rabbonon. So the Gemara says, maybe Oyer doesn't mean night, maybe Oyer means Alois HaShachar, and even so he says, Bishne Meledidi, day also, night Mutter we found. Of a part of the day, till the Netz is Mutter, and from the Netz is also, that we never found. Omar Lehu, Atzmo Yechiach, I have a Rai. Shemikzosi Mutter Be'achilas Chometz, Shemikzosi also Be'achilas Chometz. For Yimor Shapri, Komele Le Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah answered him, good, what do you want? We found things that are also half a day. Hochika Omar Lehu. Rab Lezer, Amin Eloch Anom Eloch Et Rabbonon Vat Amon Yichomez Dei Raisin Anoch Oser Rachmonon Vat Anoch Eshor Rachmonon. Hashem can do what he wants. Half a day also, half a day Mutter. But Rabbonon make a takone, they have to make order the whole day also, order the whole day Mutter. Ve'idoch Shores Dei Rabbonon. He didn't mean to ask him from the half a day that it's also Chomez. He meant to ask him from the 2 hours that the Gemara says, Mishor Chamishis, Mishor Shishis. Ve'idoch, Halchoke hu de'ovu Rabbonu le'dei Reis. That is our Halchoke. We'll have to explain what is the answer. This is Be'etzem, the source of the Shmaisa. So the Gemara wanted to bring a Rai that Oir is night, from Rab Lezer Ben Yankev that said that Isu Melochen HaRapesach is Mishas HaOir. And Rabbi Yudah says Mishas HaNeitz, and Rab Lezer Ben Yankev says Heichem Motzinu Mikzos HaYosu Mikzos HaMutar. So if he means the night, so everything is also for Rab Lezer Ben Yankev. If he means Alois HaShachar, it's Shmer even for Rab Lezer Ben Yankev. But the Gemara answers no, he meant Alois HaShachar. But even so he's asking that Alibet Rab Yudah it's a half a day, it's in the day. Mashenglish it also, the whole day is also. The whole day is also. And the night is mutter. Then you could divide day and night. Then you could divide day and night. That is the Gemara. So it's two Rashis. When Rashi explains this Gemara, Rashi says, Osu ba'asiyas meloche b'mokim shenoagu bo'i linoig isu na'amrinu lekamon mokim shenoagu sheloilasis meloche eno isi. This machleik is Rab Lezer ben Yanke v'rabonon, if in the nets, if in the night, if the lois ha'shachar, it's on the sugi of mokim shenoagu. It's on the sugi of mokim shenoagu. In the sugi of mokim shenoagu, Rab Lezer, Rab Yudah holds mishas ha'neit, and Rab Yudah holds mishas ha'lois ha'shachar. Or the Rab Yudah, Rab Lezer ben Yanke holds mishas ha'lois ha'shachar, or Rab Lezer ben Yanke holds from the night. These are the two Rashis. So Rashi explains, we speak about the Minek, Rab Lezer ben Yankiv holds from Shas Ha'oir, Rab Yudah holds from Netzach Hamo, Aval im Noagu Koidim Lochen, Bot Lo Daito. Come, we'll see the thesis together. Dibur HaMeschil Mei Mosa. Pirish Rashi, Osu Ba'asiyas Meloche, Mokrim Shenoagu. Man, Mokrim Shenoagu. Ve'ein Mire Leri. The beperik mokim shenoagu muchach beyadi the Rab Yudah isli isure veloy minoge. Ve'oid toni isure ve'ad amres minoge. Ve'oid, and this is the third kasha. It's the main kasha. When I saw Teis Rabbeinu Peretz and Teis Rachmei Agim, Nachum Teis Rabbeinu Peretz from Anglia, they took the third kasha and they put it in the first. Ve'oid. Nechzi eichenogu. What is machleikus? If it's a minig, if it's a minig, what is the machleikus? Rab Yudah and Rab Lezer ben Yankiv from when? Rab Yudah says mishas aneit, and Rab Lezer ben Yankiv says shas aoyr. What is the minig? Neit. The minig. So Teis is out of yubshat. Isur vaday. No, they hold that it's a isur meloche. They don't know it's a minig. Rashi explained that it's a mimic. Fayda Kash, if it's a mimic, what is the machlekes? What is the machlekes?
Not too many people
off
that time, man.
If it's a mimic. So what is the machlekes? Shai, what is the mimic? What could be? Not any death. Heichen mutzinu yemshi miktosi osu miktosi muta. What is the machlekes? The shaila is, what is the minhag? The shaila is, what is the minhag? The shaila is, what is the minhag? If it's a isu, takona de rabbanon, so they have klolim and the takona de rabbanon. So this is based on the third kasha of Teisvus. And this is the main kasha. V'oi nechzi eichenok. If you see Rabbeinu Peretz, that's the kasha that he doesn't want to write down. The main kasha is, it's a ganze machleikus, and he tells him, Heichon Motzinu, and he answers him, Motzinu, Loi Motzinu, Ken Motzinu, back and forth the whole page. Zok Reb Nochem, Rashi answered it, and one Dibur HaMasril, and Dibur HaMasril Misha Asa'oir. Look in Rashi HaMasril Misha Asa'oir. Aval koidem lochen afilu noagu bot lo daito. Rashi learns that the machlekes is how strong the minhag could be, not what was the minhag. Taisus learns that it's stam a minhag, so he's asking, what is the whole machlekes, the whole sugi here? You do, what is the minhag? Do, what is the minhag? Masha'enken, Rashi learns. The machlekes is, if you say bot lo daito, you don't say bot lo daito. You have to know maybe what is the sheresh machlekes. What is this getter of this minig? Rashi learned that the minig was a takona de rabbonon. If you see in the bigger lines in Rashi, the second bigger line in Rashi, dochenami gach gozru. This minig here was a takona de rabbonon, and Chazal took the minig. Taisa says later, the minig is tam, ein l'shana is min ha-minig. So Minatay says, what could be a machlekes in the minhagim? Everyone could do what he wants. But Shehengel Rashi learned that it's a takona de rabbonon. So that Rashi learned that this meaning is a takona de rabbonon. Meile Rashi says that the machlekes was how much you have a koyach to make a minhag. So the Gemara says, Heichal motzinu yom shemikzos hayosu umikzos haymuta. Heichal motzinu yom shemikzos hayosu. And then he answered him, chometz. And he said, it's not a raya from chometz. Why is not a raya from chometz? Shoyes derabonon. Because chometz is deraisi. And he told him, no, I'm asking from shoyes derabonon. So we see the taste is, Heichal motzinu yom shemikzos haymuta umikzos hayosu. Pirush heichal deleke svore keoch. וכן חומץ דאג שלי מיני, אבל איך דאי כסבורה לא יאכל עודו מן המנחה ולמעלה משום תאובה וכייצו בו אלי מייר. אבל we found things that are only half a day. But when there's no סבורה, this is what the Gemara is asking. Why do we make a זאתה קונה that it's also בעשי הסמלוכה from the זריחה and not from the beginning of the morning. And even the taste before it says סבורה, it's like the מרשו, but they're not שטר כסבורץ. Now, there's one wichtige Aura here in the Gemara that will be negar to us miyad when we get to the Sugis and the Vav and the Avdalet. So he asked them, how you could say that we didn't find Yoyim Shemikzos Yimuto or Mikzos Yosu? Are Chometz. We found Chometz that is also from Chatzos. It's also from Chatzos. He told him, Chometz is Deiraisa, right? So I'm not asking from Chometz Deiraisa. He says, no, I'm asking from Shoyes Derabonon. What is Shoyes Derabonon? What is Shoyes Derabonon? He told him, I'm not asking from Chometz Deiraisa. I'm asking from Shoyes Derabonon. What is Shoyes Derabonon? Chometz Deiraisa is also Bechatzuris. So what is Shoyes Derabonon? So Rashi says, the fifth and the sixth hour, you're not allowed to have chometz with the rabbonon. Chazal with the rabbonon asr. Shoyes the rabbonon. Hayisifu shtei shoyes. Rashi do amazchil shoyes the rabbonon. Shoyes lo shel rabbenu. Shoyes lo shel rabim the rabbonon. Chazabu Moisif 2 hours. Rabbi Nuchananel says Shoyes the Rabbonon Shoh Shishis. Only 1 hour. Maybe he had a different girsa. But Rashi is right. Chazabu Moisif 2 hours. Why Rabbi Nuchananel says Shoh Shishis? So we have to remember this Rabbi Nuchananel is a briskerov. And here is Chometz Matzah, the first Briskerov. The Briskerov is Medayik in the Rambam that Shor Shishis is Midrabonon, they added an hour to Pesach. Shor Chamishis, they only made Harchoke to that hour. Shor Shishis, you get Malkus Mardus. Shor Chamishis, you don't get. Shor Shishis, it's Osur Bechefze. Shor Chamishis, it's not Osur Bechefze. אז זה זוג דבריסקרוב, he's מדייק in לושן הרמב״ם, זה דבריסקרוב יכול לסחוב את סומצו, אז נגיע את הולד of סוגס לילה, אבל דבריסקרוב says it, ואני רמוך הרבודס הרמב״ם, שקוסה ואוסרו חחום עם לאכול מתחיל לשור שישיס, ומתחיל לשישיס החומץ אוסרו באכילה, והנועה, מדברי סויפרי, ומשור חמישיס אין אויכלים גזירה דרבונו, and Oichlim Gzeira de Rabbon. What? Check. No, because when the Gemara asked the Kasha, she didn't know what she's asking. So the Mele Zog de Welt azay. The Gemara never asked from Gzeira de Rabbono. That is not a kasha bichlau. Chazal made a Gzeira. They asked, but how Chazal could add how Chazal could add an hour and a half a day? What was the Gzeira de Rabbanon Shor Chamishis? The Gemara never had a kasha how Chazal could add a Shor Chamishis. The Iker kasha of the Gemara was on the Shor Shishis, and on that the Gemara answered, "You're right." Aber Akrashi says, "While they had a reason, they had to do it." Or some say called the Tokun Rabbanon Kein the Raisa Tokun, and they were Mamshich al Atayre. But from Shor Chamishis, Rabbi Yochanan, as the Rebbe of the Rambam learned, that from that the Gemara understood that this is not called a Isur de Rabbanon on the day. Then the Gemara is Mamshich. We'll go right to Daf Gimel. And we'll start in the bigger lines of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Toshma. This is Maskonas HaGemara. Oyer shel Yom HaKippurim, Tzlel Yom Kippur, Mispalel Sheva Umisvade. Shachris Mispalel Sheva Umisvade. Musaf Mispalel Sheva Umisvade. Minche Mispalel Sheva Umisvade. V'mayri Mispalel Me'en Shmonesra. Motze. המחלים גם לי להם המשום, אבוי זה מספר 18, שלהם נשצור להם העבדו לבוכן לדעס. על מאויר אורסו. It says, אויר של ים הכיפורים, שחיס, מנחה, מוסף, נעילה, מהיר. שמע מינו. So מסקול הסגמורה is that אויר is night. תו שמע לטוני דבר רבי שמואל, לילה ארבו עשור, בואי כי מסחום אצל אויר הנר. על מאויר אורסו. אלו בן רב הונה, בן רב יהודה, דקולה על מאויר אורסו. ולא יפליג, אמר כעשרי, אמר כעשרי. באסד הרב הונה קורא לי נגי, ובאסד הרב יהודה קורא לי לילה. So Maskonas HaGemoret that Oir Le'arbosor is night. And now here we have two Chalokim that we have to learn in this Gemoret. Frek de Gemoret HaKash. V'tone didan, my time elektoni leili. So if Oir Le'arbosor means Leil Arbosor, so why it doesn't say Leil Arbosor? After all the Droshes. After the Droshes. Frek de Gemoret, so right, Leil Le'arbosor. And the Gemara answers Amot Neteretz. Lishne me'al Yehud denokat v'kad Rabbi Yishua ben Levi de'omar Rabbi Yishua ben Levi lo'oilom al yoitzi odom dovo migune mipiv. Shari'ike makos ushman yoitzies ve'loi hoitzi dovo migune shenema menabeima atoiro menabeima asher einen otoiro. Doesn't say habeima atmeiro. So leile is so megune? To say I'm going somewhere by night, it's megune? What is so meguna? What is the answer in the Gemara? Why it doesn't say Oir? Can Rabbi Yishua? I understand. Tome, it's not a nice way to say. Tome, we don't talk like that. You say Asher ain't an otoiro. Asher mikro ain't otoiro. But Lila, it's so bad to say the word Lila. So look in Rashi. Rashi says Amot Nepshat. כדתון רבי שמואל ומשנה מלישני מעל מקום ההדר שמיצו ודרך נקי הדס אין הכנרי. It's not like לושן תומן, but we see that is a way how to talk. So while we see that is a way how to talk, so the Tan of the Mishnah also wanted to talk nicely, but Amoyo doesn't like it. Talk nicely. Zog de Balamoyer, it says, Pesach Dvorecho Yoir. So while it says, Pesach Dvorecho Yoir, so it's nicer to start something with the word Oir. So while it's nice to talk nice, so we mainly have to say Oir. Now, when a person stam has to talk, to say Laila and Oir is no difference, Zog de Balamoyer. But when you start the Masechta, it says, Pesach Dvorecho Yoir. So b'meile, val is the Indian to speak nice. The Ravid says in Shulchan, for such cheshbonos, you don't say oir and no one understands. You have to have a whole page to figure out. Speak straight and everything will be much better. It's not a cheshbon. To speak not clear, zog the Ravid. We have to know this Ravid again. It's beget to davdalet, Be'ez Hashem, we'll learn it be'iyun, or miyad get to davdalet. Zog de Raived Achidush. You have to check Chometz in the beginning of the night. That is Be'ez and the Sugya. We start Miyad when we finish the Agad. It says, what do you have to check Chometz? You have the whole night or you have to rush right away in the beginning? We know that we rush. That is the next sugya. When we start the Avdala, that is the sugya. Oir, when it's a little bit light, when it's not pitch dark. He says, Zaloche, you know, we say Tfilah Zaka, we start to make vidui, Belel Yom Kippur, miyad at the beginning, Shema Yomus. Oir shel Yom HaKispur, Mispar al-Sheva al-Mizvada, don't daven late. We already do another vidui, Tfilah Zaka, Kol Nidre. But Be'etzem, Chazal want the vidui right away. He says, the Tana doesn't write Oir, just to be nice. Much more clear to say Laila. He has a reason to say Oir. He says, so why the Gemara says Lashon, a better Lashon? Just say, you start and say, oh, because you want to tell me to start from the beginning. So the Italian could write, Leila Boso Miad at the beginning, start to do it right away. So the easier Lashon is to say, oh, that will include all of that together. So we have three reasons why really we have Oir. Rashi is Mashma. I just want to ask you. Rashi is mashma that Oir is a better Lashon from the Lashon Laila. That's the Shitas Rashi. Balamor says it's not a better Lashon, but the Psiche of the Masechta is Pesach Dvorecho Yoir. Balamor here, you see it inside. But Mele, in the Pesach, the Oir is a better word. And the Pesach is, Oir is a better word than the Pesach. Rabbi says, a lot of the Mishnah is Oir, not at the beginning of the Masechta. It doesn't make sense, this Teretz. Rabbi makes a cheshbon, he says, Pesach Dvorech HaYoyer, a lot of the Mishnah is not Pesach Dvorech HaYoyer. Mabel is Oir Lechamishim, Zog the Rabbi, no. Every place that it says Oir means the beginning. And that is a big Yisoid. We'll see later if it's a Zrizim, but it's a Takon and a Rabbonon. A lot of things we do Zrizim. But the Leil Bikas Chometz, everyone knows you daven Ma'arim early. It's a part of the Rebbe learns this, what the Mishnah came to say. It's not Zaytik Ezach. It's a part of the Takona, and this is the answer. Just the Gemara means to say why the Tane will not write it more Be'archove, just in such a Lashon. Val, it's a better Lashon to speak in such a way, but Mele the Tane speaks it out. Be'ez Hashem, the whole Shita Sarayved will have to learn in Avdal. Now, one more Zach. Like Abi this Gemara, because the whole sugya of Lashon Nekiyah, we have a big machlekes rishonim, Rashi and Balamoer. What is the klal of talking by Lashon Nekiyah? Rashi learns, and I'm saying it the way the Maharsho explains the sugya Gimel Amud Aleph Gimel Amud Beis. You'll figure it out yourself. But I want to say the Yisoy. The Maharsho learns that lefi Rashi is two ways: to speak nice and to speak short. What is better? It's the same. If you want to speak short, even if it's not so nice, it's Peseda. Or you want to speak long and speak nicer, it's also good. The Horaye, and the Torah says thousands of times the word Tomei. Why the Torah doesn't write every time a Behema Sharein and a Torah? You found three places. I'll find you 50 places that it says Tomei. The Torah says Tomei shorter. So why these three times the Torah change? To teach me the idea that it's not nice to speak not nice. So even if normally le'olam yishad ha'olam le'talmido b'derech k'tzoro, it's shove b'shove. This is the way Shitas Rashi in the whole sugya. Shitas ha'balamoer and the Rabbi Yehine and Shar Gimel, Oisrish Gimel, you speak nicer, even if it's longer. Why the Torah says Tome? He says, there's nothing bad about it. It's Taka Tome. It's not Torah, it's Tome. You have to know, it's Treif Chazer, yeah. The Torah wants to tell you, it's terrible. It's Tome. Ish Tome, it's Tome, yeah. So, what the Gemara wants, why the Gemara says, he says, the psukim that the Gemara bring were Koyde Matan Torah before the animals were really Tome. So, eventually they'll be Tomei. They're not really Tomei then. So then you can't call them Tomei. Hashem ain't in the Torah. Hashem made it Tomei, became an Isu. After Hashem gave it an Isu, and the Chefze Tomei, this is the name. Azay Zog de Balamoer. So we have two Shittas. Now, Zog de Balamoer, when yes, sometimes it's not a bad word, but it's not so nice. Then, if it's shorter, you could say the not nice word. If it's longer, if it's the same, say the nice word. So again, Shitas Rashi, short is equal to not nice. Dahainu. If you want to say Tome instead of saying Eina Tehoira, it's okay. If you want to speak long and speak nicer, it's okay. If it's the same, speak nicer. This is where Rashi learns the whole Hoylech Yelech of the Sugya. Lefida Balamorno, speak longer and clean. You can't speak short and not nice. You can't speak short and not nice. This is Shitas Balamoyer and Shitas Rabbeinu Yehine. Lefi Rashi, you're allowed to speak short, even if it's not clean. But mainly you're allowed to say Tome. The Torah teaches us, but you're allowed to speak long and speak clean. Mashayeng Lefi the Balamoyer, you all need to speak clean, even if it's longer. Tome of the Torah. The reason the Torah could write Tome is because it was Take Tome. And Koinim at the Torah, there was not Take Tome, the Torah didn't write it. Zog the Balamoyer, but if Shteh Lashoinos are the same, it's not bad, and it's not short, but one of them is nicer from the other one, then you have to prefer the nicer one. If it's short, you speak the one that is not nicer, the higher. And I will explain. Fide Balamoyer is two sugyas in this whole agadate. Sugya of Amud Aleph, if Dovor Megune. You're not allowed to say Dovor Megune. Speak long and don't say Dovor Megune. Then there's a sugya in the Hemshech. Odom Yedaba Beloshin Nekia. Speak nice. Then the aloch is like this. If I could speak short nice or in the same amount of words, but if I have to go longer, I don't have to be nice. Oh, but not Megune. Lefi Balamor is two sugyas. There's a sugya that is called Dovor Megune Le'oilom Al Yoitzi Odom. Look, Lashon HaGemara. Le'oilom Lo Yoitzi. It doesn't come out of your mouth. Never. You have to speak for hours, speak for hours. But never say Dovor Megune. Never say Dovor Megune. Never say Dovor Megune. There is another sugya a couple lines later. Le'oilom Yisaper Odom Meloshin Nekia. Speak nicely. Dear, it's really told me. If it takes me too long, I'm allowed to speak not nicely. What is not nicely? To say that a lady is riding. It's ain't derech ishalirka. It's not terrible. Not tome. Then, if it's the same amount of words, speak nicely. If it's shorter, speak shorter. Mashengen lefirashi in the sugya, it's one sugya. Dovo meguna, dovo yofe, everything is one sugya. And the klal is one klal lefirashi. If you want to speak shorter, even if it's Meguna, you're allowed to. If you want to speak Eina Meguna, you're allowed to speak longer and to fix it. And maybe there's no two sugyas. This is Be'etzem, the Tzusa Shmaisa the Gemara. And on that, the Gemara brings down, and this is Be'etzem, the Gemara that Be'ez Hashem will start tomorrow. Here Be'etzem will start the sugya, it's Gimel Amud Beis. Hanu Trei Talmidei Da'aviyas Mikavei De'Rav. Mr. Hashem, tomorrow we'll start that sugya, dear ready to Shlikos.